Hello and welcome back. Thanks for staying tuned to Heart Factor 92.3 Nigeria Info. Her input Harcourt. I'm Dial. 9 minutes gone past 5 o'clock. The conversation continues. Appreciate you staying tuned. It is Nigeria Info and Her input Harcourt, your number one talk station. And we move on right now with the next matter on the agenda, and that has to do with IPMAN, the Independent Petroleum Marketers Association of Nigeria. You might remember yesterday I had a conversation with, a member of a factional exco of IPMAN in River State, Chibike Ozo HK, secretary, factional secretary possibly, of IPMAN here in Port Harcourt. There's been, IPMAN has been on the news possibly a lot lately. Some back and forth or some arguments or some uncertainties regarding who the appropriate or legitimate exco is, and the arguments regarding certain levies supposed to go to IPMAN, allegedly being collected illegally by the Petroleum Tanker Drivers Association. And these and other matters led to the tanker drivers embarking on a strike recently for about a week, which led to a scarcity of petroleum products in River State, even though that's been reversed right now. And I believe supply is, if not entirely back to normal, at least close to being normal now. Now, here was an item on the news earlier on, on some reportage from the Daily Trust, I do believe. And not Daily Trust. I've got something here from the New Telegraph, as a matter of fact. Rivers Police warned IPMAN against disrupting petrol distribution. The River State Police Command has warned the state chapter of the Independent Petroleum Marketers Association of Nigeria, IPMAN, to desist from actions capable of disrupting the distribution of petroleum products in the state. A few days ago, there were long queues in Port Harcourt and neighboring towns after petroleum tanker drivers withdrew their services over alleged harassment by security operatives whom they accused of extorting money from them. A faction of IPMAN in the state had staged a protest at Government House, Port Harcourt, which was dismissed by another faction of the association. A spokesperson of the River State Police Command, Grace Iringa Koko, while calling on residents of the state to discountenance the protest, reassured the public that whoever does any sin to stop the smooth supply of petroleum products in the state will be brought to book. Now, as I said, I had yesterday on the show, Ozo HK, Secretary Port Harcourt IPMAN, or maybe Functional Secretary as it were. And today, I am supposed to have with me in the studio, he says that he is the authentic chairman of IPMAN here in River State, maybe factional chairman, I suppose, Dr. Joseph Abili. However, my guest is not here at the moment. Hopefully, he will join the conversation sometime soon. But I'm asking you in the interim, before he joins me, I'm asking, why, in your estimation, is IPMAN experiencing a leadership and operational crisis even at this time? Do you have any idea as to why this is going on? Or maybe you have some insider information, possibly. Let's hear it. Lines are open. Call 0817-93-0002 or 0817-93-0003 or 0817-93-0007. We're live on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH, live on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH as well. What is responsible for this, in your estimation, this back and forth with IPMAN or within IPMAN, between IPMAN supposedly and tanker drivers? But it also appears that only one faction of IPMAN is having issues with the tanker drivers. It appears that the other faction, the one headed by Joseph Abele, have no issues with the tanker drivers. Why is that the case? Are they in cahoots? Are they conniving with each other? Or is that faction of IPMAN the proper one and doing the right thing, and maybe the other faction are simply imposters? What do you think really is going on? Once again, call 0817-93-0002 or 0817-93-0003 or 0817-93-0007. And I be reminded as well, you can also join the conversation via Twitter and Facebook at Nigeria Info PH on Twitter, and via facebook.com/ Nigeria Info PH. We're live there. Catch the conversation. Also drop a comment or questions there as well. Now, one of the factions, once again, be reminded also, embarked on a protest to Government House, stated by my guest who was on the show yesterday. And, well, that faction, I believe, is hopeful that the River State Government will wade into the matter and address this situation. And there was talk about the Police Commissioner in River State, Ebuka Friday, holding a meeting with stakeholders, reportedly, supposedly, one of the stakeholders present at that meeting was Ape Man. But my guest yesterday, once again, Chibike, did say that Ape Man was, as Chibike also educated, say Ape Man was not a part of that meeting, even though there are reports that all stakeholders, possibly including Ape Man, were a part of that meeting with the River State Police Commissioner. Was it that Chibike Ozo Ejike's faction of Ape Man was not a part of it? Maybe Ape Man was represented there by the Dr. Joseph Bele faction, possibly. Maybe that's one of the things we'll find out today if my guest makes it here eventually. But let's get your take once again. And whatever happens, if this matter is resolved, it will be fantastic. If it's not, you might have a situation where there is another, you know, there's another escalation of the situation, and possibly, who knows, maybe another strike by the tanker drivers, and who knows, maybe another situation with a scarcity as well. To discuss the Ape Man situation, especially here in River State, my guest joins me in the studio right now, Dr. Joseph Obele. He says he's the authentic chairman of Ape Man here in River State. He's also a lecturer at the Ken Sarawiwa Polytechnic in Bori and the AAC governorship candidate here in River State as well. Dr. Obele, hello to you. Welcome to the show.
No, thank you for inviting me.
Great. Let's get to it then. I think possibly one of the most important questions I might ask you right now is, who is the authentic chairman of Ape Man in River State?
When I was coming, you used the word fashion. And my understanding of the word fashion, it should be a situation where, like a parallel line and two different bodies challenging or dragging for a particular leadership in view of that some element of the strength or power or authority should be with A and B. But in this regard, there is none of such.
Are you saying that there is no other group within your association that's challenging your chairmanship?
There is a claim, but there's no challenge.
Can you explain that?
Okay. Permit me drive you through the life of Ape Man's obsession. One late chief, Samuel Osarejo, led Ape Man, and he handed over to Prince Soninkbe. Prince Onikbe led Ape Man, finished his time, handed over to Adolphus Mark Dede from Okrika, led Ape Man, finished his time, handed over to Emmanuel Nidba. Emmanuel Nidba finished his time and he handed over to me. And an oath of office was administered to me on the 8th of November 2018. And there is no provision for that word caretaker in the leadership succession plan of Ape Man. It has to be an election, and the 2,000 marketers in River State on the list under my leadership will gather and pass a vote like election, and somebody will emerge. And that of my election, I think that was four candidate years, and I emerged winner that day. So in the history of Ape Man, this is the first time we are hearing that a group of people will just walk into the secretary, say they are caretakers. So arising from that, they came, I think that was August last year, 2021, that there is a Supreme Court judgment in Abuja that they want to implement it here as caretakers, that should vacate the office. So I'm a man of peace. So then we approached the Federal Court High Court, and they gave an order. The judge asked them two questions. Question number one, he said, they should justify her a caretaker. We unseat a sitting elected officers. And they said they are creditors to Supreme Court judgment 2018. And the judge now asked them, you're coming in 2021 to implement a judgment of 2018. 3 years later, what happened on this way? They say they couldn't answer the question. Now, as in the second question, I was there in the court. The sack of the PDP national chairman, that was that period, which is secondist. Does that imply that all the 36 states lead structures of PDP should be truncated because they sacked national? They couldn't answer the question, and the judge passed this order. This is a copy for you.
Can I take a look at
this? Yes, yes. Restraining them from parading, from mentioning the word Ipman. So, if you've gotten this, wouldn't have granted them access to your studio. So to your studio. Now, yesterday, why I called you?
Pardon me, just to be clear. Now, the said Supreme Court judgment you're referring to validated the leadership of Chinedu Okoronkwo, am I right?
The Supreme Court judgment is a 68-page judgment. And we, under my leader, we challenge Chinedu Okoronkwo. So in the 68 pages, point a lie that Supreme Court directed or mandated that you should be the national president. There's nothing of such. He made a mistake. And let me tell you the mistake he made when he went to court. Chief Obasanjo was the national president then, or our leader and our father. So he challenged the leadership of Chief Obasanjo that the Supreme Court should sack Obasanjo. Graciously, Supreme Court pronounced that Obasanjo should vacate the office. But he never added a prayer that why you sack Obasanjo, please declare me, never pray for such. Or his prayer was just one. Sack, declare that Obasanjo should vacate the office. Supreme Court did that. So, you know, in law court, they said he's not a father Christmas that will give you what he didn't pray for. So he never prayed for such. So, and the Constitution of Ipman, I have it here, I have a copy for you too, provides a succession plan for the national, that where the national president is leaving office as a result of whatever, maybe by time or whatever, the deputy automatically becomes the national president. On that fateful day, 14th of December, Obasanjo handed over the leadership of Ipman to Alhaji Fari Sanusi, and Sanusi became our president. And the constitution implies 3 years. So the 3 years of Fari finished, and at that point, we now had election last year, and Debo became our new national president.
So you were elected when precisely?
Me, I was elected November 8, 2018.
2018, and your tenure?
At Limpopo Hotel,
and your tenure elapses when?
I'm almost close to the end of my tenure. And the implication of this is that our leader, let me give you a statistic of the strength of Ipman.
Could you please hold that thought? We'll come back to that shortly. We don't have to go for a commercial break right now. We'll return in a moment. The conversation on the Ipman situation in Rivers State continues shortly. At fast returns, do please stay with us.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk. Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to the Heart Factor Nigeria Info here in Port Harcourt. I'm Dai, your number one talk station. Discussions continue right now on the situation with Ipman in Rivers State and its operations. My guest in the studio joins me once again, Dr. Joseph Obele, insists he's the executive chairman of Ipman in Rivers State. Dr. Obele, you're welcome once again.
Thank you, Dai.
And I've got before me here an order of the Federal High Court, Port Harcourt Judicial Division, delivered Thursday, 14th of October 2021, before His Lordship, Honorable Justice Phoebe Ayua. And the plaintiffs are listed here, defendant respondent as well. Upon the order goes thus: upon this motion ex parte, dated 11th day October 2021, filed at the same date, blah blah blah. One, an order of interim injunction restraining the defendant, respondents by themselves, servants, agents, previous and or collaborators, from howsoever interfering or further interfering with the leadership dispute in Ipman, pending the hearing and determination of the motion or notice for interlocutory injunction. Two, an order of interim injunction restraining the defendant by the themselves servant agents previous and their collaborators from further forcefully evicting the plaintiffs' applicants from the IPMAN secretariat at the Port Harcourt Refinery Depot. Pending the hearing and determination of the motion on notice, three, a mandatory order restoring the plaintiffs back to the position as members of the executive committee of the of IPMAN Port Harcourt Refinery Depot. Pending hearing of the determination of the motion on notice, and four, and for such further order or orders as this honourable court may deem fit to make in a circumstance. Now, in this matter, you were one of the plaintiffs, the applicants, am I right?
Yes. Where they came to attack us last year, like I mentioned, and we approached the court to ascertain if the Supreme Court judgment can sack a state leadership. And they asked them a question in the court using the case study of Uche Secondus. They sacked him as the national president of IPMAN and People's Democratic Party. And they now ask these people, does that imply that the 36 state leadership structure of the People's Democratic Party should be truncated to? And they were unable to answer. Hence, this order was given that they should stop parading. And it's still active as we speak, because we are still in court. We are going back to court again next month. So the issue, them approaching tanker drivers at the private tank farm, requesting for payment.
Let's talk about that for a bit, because yes, one of the issues in contention is the matter of levies. Certain levies that are supposed to go to IPMAN. I suppose that's a natural thing. Any association or union will require its members to pay levies, because that's how associations or unions are able to fund their activities anyway. What is the contention here? Because the group I spoke with yesterday say that the levies that should go to IPMAN but are being collected by the petroleum tanker drivers illegally, and they are making efforts to ensure that IPMAN collects those levies. Is that the true picture?
I wish they were here. There's a question I want to ask. What makes you a member of IPMAN? What makes you, and I'll explain, what makes you a member of IPMAN is not the fact that you own a filling station. Some persons own filling station, but they're not under my leadership. They're not members of IPMAN. What makes you a member of IPMAN is a bulk purchase license signed by the management of PPMC. And the facility that belongs to the management of PPMC is the LMA Port Harcourt Refinery. That's the facility. And for 3 years now, the plant is not functional. Is not in operation. Hence, there's no activity over there. So the private tank fund, they are capitalists. They are capital entrepreneurs. They are not government-owned organization. Dayo, as a person, you don't own the village, you can walk in there tomorrow and you buy. So why must you pay IPMAN levy over there? So I, as executive chairman of IPMAN, we don't have any levy over there because it's not under our control. Major marketers load there. Major marketers are not. We have three off-takers in the downstream distribution network, our supply chain network. Well, number one is the NNPC retail outlet, that one of the off-takers. IPMAN, the second off-takers. Then the third off-taker is major marketers. And these three all load at the private tank fund. So why are you going to keep it till every truck coming out? You don't know if that truck belongs to Dayo, that is not a member, that is supplying to Intel or any oil company, so there's not a member of IPMAN. You don't know if he's a major marketer. Hence, that's why we didn't go there. But whoever is loading at the PPMC depot at Leselem under my leadership, you must pay to me. But now there's no operation over there. So why? I don't even know why... The day I took oath of office at Limpopo Te Obibo on the 8th of November 2018, there's one thing I mentioned in my acceptance speech. I said, I will never shut down the distribution of oil and gas in River State. Reason, because I know the untold hardship it will bring upon my people and for the love and passion I have for my people. I can't bring. Earlier before my time, the sector is known for frequent scarcity and the rest. But 3 years of my leadership, that's never been won. That's a credit to me. You can attest to that. Rather than won this poise course 3 weeks ago. And that's not my making. It may interest you to know that I was suspended 7 days last year for an order by my national leadership to shut down operations in River. And I said no. The love I have for Rivers people, shutting down distribution, I can't do that. I wouldn't want Rivers people to go one day without petroleum product. I can't do that to my people because I love Rivers people so much.
Does that mean that IPMAN under your leadership was not a part of that protest to the government?
It's not IPMAN. IPMAN cannot do that. IPMA cannot go request. Now, take note again, we have three critical stakeholders in the oil and gas sector. One is IPMA, one is the one we call IMB, and one is the tanker drivers. Now, the tanker driver is led by John Bosco, Honorable Comrade John Bosco. Then the IMB is led by Comrade Ushe, and IPMA is led by me, Dr. Obele. These three persons will work together. There is no harm members of IPMA will approach tanker drivers say pay to us. There's no tanker drivers will approach members of IPMA say pay to us. There's no that is due IMB that will pay to tanker drivers. No. So you don't need tanker drivers to pay to you. They're not your members. I don't just know how people are. So and the people, the man you interview, is not an indigenous of River State. He's from Abia State. They just leave their state to bring untold hardship upon people. Now let me bring this to you. We have 26 depots in Nigeria. 26 minus one. And we have 26 leadership structure of IPMA in the whole Nigeria. Out of the 26, no one seated at the secretariat is reporting to the national president they claim yesterday. Out of the whole 26. And the national president of that claim yesterday in your studio, he's from Abia State. And I have Aba Depo, IPMA chairman there. Aba Depo is my friend and my brother. I have his number here. He's not reporting to him. He's reporting to Ahmed Depo. So even in his state, so how come won't he go to his state and implement that Supreme Court judgment? They went to Lagos and the Yoruba guys there say, no, you can't do this there. Please go to Abuja. The Supreme Court judgment is all about Abuja. Why come to Lagos? They drop them away. They went to Aba, they couldn't make it. They went to Warri, they couldn't succeed. Why must it be River State? Why must it be River State? It's like we don't have leaders that will stand up and speak against that. And they're not even from River State. They went there to that private tank fund there. See, people will pay them. Tanker driver said, no, go meet your men, IPMA. We can't pay to you. Here's that what happened. Is I never ordered River people to shut marketers to shut down. That you're at my command. If I stay and order that all the physicians should shut down tomorrow, they will shut down. Because they understand the man talking to you is their leader. And if I order right now that this account number, marketers, the money they are requesting for, if I request right now for all the money, they'll pay to me right now. But I can't do that because the base they are loading, that private tank fund, is a private entity. So I shouldn't go meet them to compare to me what is not due me. But at the LMA Protocol Refinery, I think all the levy there is strictly to my office. But it's quite unfortunate there's no operation at the moment.
So what you said is the IPMA has no issues with the tanker drivers.
Those men are not members of IPMA. That you're standing here right now and leaving your station, I can say, take a drive with me, you go to my filling station. Whoever comes here, I say, please, can we stroll? You must own a filling station to be a member of IPMA. They don't even have filling stations there. I watched the video, the protest at government house. None of them is on my list. None of them has a filling station in River State. I have on my list, under my leader, 2,600 marketers in River State. 2,600.
Now, you said earlier on that ownership of a filling station does not make you an automatic member of IPMA. So that said, inversely, must you own a filling station to be a member of IPMA?
You must own a filling station and have a bulk purchase agreement with PPMC agreement.
Can you get a bulk purchase agreement without owning a filling station?
What makes you commence operation at your retail outlet is a license from the defunct DPRO. Is a license from them, license to operate. But bulk purchase agreement is PPMC are saying, you know, before now, there was no private tank farm. So the only operator as it concerns distribution at the secondary source was just PPMC. So for you to be buying from PPMC, you must go to Abuja and sign a bulk purchase agreement with them. So all those that signed the bulk purchase agreement gathered and we called ourselves independent petroleum marketers.
What I'm saying is this. Now, for those who are members of IPMA,
yes,
and who have signed this bulk purchase agreement,
yes,
must you own a filling station?
You must own a filling station. The bulk purchase is authority to buy from PPMC. So if you buy, why will you go? Why will you go dispense?
Maybe I can sell to filling stations.
No. That is, PPMC don't authorize that.
Or sell to other private.
No, they don't. PPMC don't do that. They monitor from the distribution, the loading point to your retail outlet. PPMC don't do that.
All right. So you're saying that there's no problem with IPMA, there's no problem with the tanker drivers. But by the way, even though they're not members of IPMA, why then did the tanker drivers embark on the recent strike?
No, the strike is in two dimensions. The first was, this man walked to tanker drivers for any truck coming out of the private tank farm. Please pay to us. Tanker drivers said, we don't know you, we won't pay to you. And you're not our members, we are not your members, members of your union. We won't pay to you. We are not members of IPMA. That was the first one. Then at a point, 4 days later, tanker drivers, now you know, one thing can just like give birth to one. Tanker drivers now have to recall that some of their trucks have been some barracks, some with some task forces. They just added that one as a second force to that. Like, on this very operation, you must release all our trucks in your custody. Hence, we will not call it. So what gave birth to that was this man.
So there's no issue with Ape Man. There's no issue with Ape Man's leadership. Ape Man has no problem with tanker drivers. And you are assuring residents and business owners in River State there will be no disruption to a petroleum supply.
Oh, until I leave the office, Ape Man office, I will never shut down operation one day. Dial, it could be just like a trial. If I mistakenly just shift my mouth and say, all Philistines are shut down tomorrow, no Philistines will say.
Let's not make that mistake.
I said, I won't do it.
Any final words for me?
And I was suspended for not doing that. Last 7 days suspension.
Any final words in about 30 seconds?
Yes. I want to assure the general public that going forward, let me first apologize for the pains this man caused Rivers people. And please understand, it's not Ape Man that caused you that pains. There are people who don't really know that they don't own filling stations, they are not part of our sector. And as a person, I'm committed to showing love to Rivers people. And until I finish my tenure, Rivers people will never experience scarcity going forward. And I, Dr. Joseph Obele, I'm not part of the scarcity you experienced recently, as I will never do that to the people of Rivers State because I love them so much. And forever in my life, I'll keep loving the people of Rivers State.
And that's a wrap on this conversation. Thanks for listening. And thanks to my guest as well, Dr. Joseph Obele, is Executive Chairman, Ape Man River State, lecturer at the Kent Sarawak Polytechnic in Bori, and also the AAC governorship candidate. Dr. Obele, thanks for your time. Wish you the best.
Thank you, Dayo, for inviting me. Any other time, I'll always be with you.